friends, and welcome to another episode of the Resilient Leaders Podcast, where resilience in leadership is not simply a good idea, it's absolutely required. I'm J.R. Briggs, your host and founder of Kairos Partnerships. We are an organization that helps leaders like you overcome your unique leadership challenges by equipping you to lead with the three C's: clarity, confidence, and consistency. Well, as you know, we live in a world that is quick to catch people doing things wrong. We see it in the media all the time, right? People jump down each other's throats catching people. There's a joke that somebody mentioned on social media. If you want to find out if you have done something wrong, just post it to social media. People will correct you quickly. But in a world that is quick to catch people doing things wrong, we need to be the kind of leader who is quick to catch people doing things right. Today, I want to do something different. I want to give a shout out to some of the incredible leaders that I have the opportunity to serve through coaching in our organization. Now, I have never done this before, and I don't talk often about the specific leaders I coach, partly because our coaching sessions are confidential, and I want to preserve the trust that has been extended to me by these leaders. However, I also want to brag a little bit, healthily brag, about how these hungry, faithful, and courageous leaders, these specific leaders that I coach, what they're doing, because they are doing great, inspiring things, both inwardly and outwardly. So I want to spend a couple minutes doing that. But before I do that, let me share this. If you haven't signed up for my free weekly newsletter, it is the best way to stay connected. It's called 5 Things in 5 Minutes. I know many listeners have subscribed to it, but each 5T5M issue includes one short thought from me, one valuable link to equip you for your leadership journey, one recommended tool or resource, one thoughtful quote, and one reflective question. Now, I know you're a busy leader with many responsibilities on your plate. And that's why each week I write a newsletter so that the entire thing can be read in 5 minutes or less. 5 things in 5 minutes. That's it. Over 1,600 leaders have subscribed to the newsletter thus far. And if you're a leader and you'd like to continue to be resourced for the leadership journey, I'd like to invite you to subscribe as well. Again, it's free. You can subscribe at kairospartnerships.org/5T5M for 5 things in 5 minutes. That's Kairos Partnerships, K-A-I-R-O-S, kairospartnerships.org/5T5M. And we will also put that in the show notes. All right. Well, let me introduce you briefly to some great, passionate, faithful leaders that I get the front row seat to their lives and their growth and development through our coaching relationships. So here are several. I want to tell you about Christian. Christian is the executive director of a large camp and conference center in the Midwest, and he's seeking to hold his team accountable and set standards of excellence while also ensuring that he has a culture of care for each person on his team. And he's been really intentional about it. And I love the way he's growing in self-awareness and in the ability to navigate crucial conversations. So Christian, I'm really proud of you and what you're doing. I want to tell you about Tom. He's the pastor of a large church in Los Angeles who is asking really important questions about the direction of where his church should be heading. He always expresses vulnerability and honesty and courage in our conversations. And he's also full of joy. He's like a sponge wanting to grow and learn every time we are together. Tom, I am so grateful to be working alongside of you. Great job. Keep it up. Amanda leads a nonprofit organization as a new executive director. And even though she's new, she is spreading her wings and growing in her confidence. She always comes prepared with great questions, and she's pressing into new opportunities, all the while not shying away from some of the big challenges that she and her team are facing in this next season. So Amanda, I'm really proud of you. Alex is a bishop who's looking to care deeply for the churches under his care, while also looking to raise up younger leaders and invest in them for the long-term viability and vitality of the churches he's seeking to serve and steward well. He is so thoughtful and delightful to be with. He's pressing into a great vision for his diocese, and he wants to be faithful in his calling. Great job, Alex. It is such a joy to walk alongside of you. Mike is the president of a college who's instilling a culture of care and accountability, which is raising the morale and the profile of the school. As you know, colleges are quite complex systems, and trying to lead one can be really, really difficult. And yet he is gaining immense trust from administrators, faculty, staff, and students. I'm so very proud of you, Mike, and the good work, the important work, the faithful work that you are doing. Scott is courageously creating systems and high accountability for his nonprofit organization. He's navigating difficult but important and necessary conversations because he's raising the standard of excellence in what is expected of the organization, and he's raising people's morale as well. Scott, I'm so proud of the way that you are consistently and steadfastly staying the course in raising that level of excellence. Great job. Keep it up. Jennifer is launching several wonderful new projects that to her are a bit scary, and yet she is drawing on her courage. She is finding her voice as an author, and she's pressing into goals that sometimes feel daunting, and yet she's growing also in her confidence and recognizing and taming her inner voice so that she can get out of her own way and lead well. She is so gifted, and I am so encouraged by the direction of her life. Andy is navigating a complex dynamic as a pastor on staff of a large church, and he's seeking out feedback for how he can lead and serve better. He's embracing courage and wisdom in all this complexity, discerning when to press the gas pedal and when to pump the brakes. Andy, I am so privileged to be able to walk alongside of you in this important season in your life and in the church as well. Ian is also a pastor who's looking to find his leadership style and lead authentically within his large church system, even when others around him may have expectations for him to be a leader that was like the previous pastor. There are some amazing God-sized stories of how God is using his preaching, especially through a simulcast feed into local jails, and because of it, dozens of inmates are being baptized because of it. It is an awesome story, and Ian, I love how you're staying grounded and humble and yet confident of what God is doing in and through you. Ike is a young leader who's a young life director, and he is faithful, and he's a force of nature in all the best senses of that word. He's cultivating a new culture in a context that he inherited that needed some things to be addressed and issues to be fixed. And he's been brave in making bold asks, and people are responding in encouraging ways because of what he's bringing. He's building a great team and building trust with donors, volunteers, parents, and students. It's awesome to watch Ike keep going. And Lila is discerning her vocational sweet spot right now and what this next season of life and leadership will look like for her and her husband. She's faithful, she's hungry and proactive, and really trying to do the wise thing moving forward. Her courage is inspiring as she's open to trying new things and seeing where God might be at work and then wanting to join him in that. So Lila, I continue to cheer you on. Great job and keep going. And lastly, Sam. Sam's one of the longest leaders that I've had the privilege of coaching. I think it's been 5 or 6 years now. He's a Chick-fil-A operator who was invited into a difficult endeavor a year ago to take over a second Chick-fil-A restaurant, and he successfully turned around the entire operation and culture in 1 year. It's amazing what he's accomplished in a short amount of time. I'm proud of him and the way he has developed his own personal development plan and how he wants to invest in and resource his team so that they can thrive too. I'm so proud of you, Sam. It's such a privilege to be serving and investing in you all these years. Now, I'm telling you, listeners, I love my job. I love the opportunity to walk alongside of leaders like you just heard, leaders who are attempting great things. And while I am here to serve them, in the process, I become inspired and encouraged by what I see in them. Now, you may not know the names or stories of any of the leaders that I just gave a shout out to, but you know people that deserve to be recognized too. So I want you to think about who, what, and how. Who, what, and how. Who in your life is doing a great job right now, who may not be recognized, but who's making their context better because they are in it? Who are those people? Think of some people right now. And then what? What can you specifically recognize in them? Not generally, but very specifically. How can you communicate that to them? How? How is it, a handwritten note? Is it an attaboy or attagirl at the beginning of a meeting? Is it an email or a text or even a shout out on a podcast episode? Who, what, and how? I want to encourage you, listeners, pick three people today that you can give a shout out to. Who are they? What are they doing specifically? How are you going to give them a shout out? Again, we live in a world that is quick to catch people doing things wrong. Be the kind of leader who is quick to catch people doing things right. Well, thanks for listening. And I have to shout out one more person. You hear me shout them out every single episode at the end. But as you know, this podcast would not happen without the incredibly gifted Joel Embowen at On a Limb Productions. Joel is not only a friend, but he's an amazing, excellent, high-quality podcast and video producer. If you're ever thinking about starting a podcast or you need a video created for your organization, your corporation, your nonprofit, your church, he is the guy. He does great work. Joel, I'm so grateful for you. I'm so proud of you. And I've benefited so much from you and your work. You can check out Joel's great work on his website, onalimproductions.com, or in the show notes of this episode. Leaders, be faithful, available, teachable, and hungry. Keep leaning in and learning, and remember who, what, and how. Find people you can catch doing things right. Look for what they're doing, and then specifically how you can give them a shout out and encourage them in their great work. Resilient leaders leave people better than they found them. Go and do that today. Have a great week.